Mark DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John 6:33-35. Yes, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ is that precious one who came down from heaven to give eternal life to all who would put their faith and trust in him and accept him as their Savior. Well, this is Bob Griggs, and we're delighted to have the privilege to come into your presence today to share with you the truth of the living eternal God. And if you have a Bible or a New Testament, we invite you to get it and to follow along with us as we look up the Scriptures of God's Word, which verify and bear out the importance of the Word of God. We're challenging you to read the Bible through in this new year. And we have some Bible reading guides that we'll be glad to mail to you that will help you to keep up with your Bible reading and will guide you through the entire Bible in 1 year's time. Also, it will help you in reading the book of Psalms and the book of Proverbs 2 times, and also Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the 4 Gospels. You'll read those 2 times in following this Bible reading guide. And we'll be glad to send that material to you if you will write to this address and just request the Bible reading guides. Then we will be glad to send this material to you absolutely free and postage paid. The address is capital K, capital C, capital LEONARDI. That's KC Leonardi. Capital K, capital C, capital LEONARDI. On the next line, you will put 167, capital ALTO, capital ROAD. And of course, there's a space between 167, space, ALTO, space, ROAD. And on the next line, you'll put the town we live near, capital IGNACIO. That's pronounced Ignacio, comma, then capital C, capital O, period, and then 81137 is the zip code. And on the last line, you will put capital U, capital S, capital A, and that stands for United States of America. That will help get your letter to us. And please print clearly your mailing address. If you scribble it out and we can't read it, then we won't be able to mail these materials to you. We'll be glad to send to you the Bible reading guide. If you do not have a New Testament, we'll send you a New Testament with all 27 books of the New Testament in it. And today, I hope you'll get your Bible and turn with me to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1 and verse 13. This is one of the books in the New Testament, and we're reading about the importance of God's Word. We've already discussed how that it's the most important piece of literature ever written, and how that God magnifies His Word above His name. It is so important. And God's Word brings people to Jesus Christ as Savior. And notice again the book of Ephesians. Now the book of Ephesians comes, it's a little short book, after 1 and 2 Corinthians. The first of the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, and then Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13. Here it's speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ, in whom, in Christ, Paul writes, in Christ, ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth. The word of truth. telling us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, that the wages of sin is death, but that Christ paid the penalty for our sin. He died in our place for our substitute, was buried, and arose from the grave, for he conquered death, hell, and the grave. And by putting our faith and trust in him and accepting him as our Savior, we are given the gift of salvation and eternal life. And so he said, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, the good news of your salvation, in whom, in Christ, also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. That is, the Holy Spirit of God moved into my spirit many years ago when I acknowledged I was a sinner, when I asked the Lord Jesus to come into my heart and to forgive me for my sin. He sent His Holy Spirit into my spirit to cleanse me and to give to me the gift of salvation and eternal life. Over in the book of John, the Gospel of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, John chapter 3 and verse 6, we read these words, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh." That's physical birth. But then Jesus said, "That which is born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, is the spirit of man." Remember, man is a triune being with a spirit, a soul, and a body. And the spiritual part of us is where we get our identity. If Jesus Christ is our Savior, God's Holy Spirit lives within our spirit, we have eternal life, we are a child of God. But if you have never believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, have never accepted Him as Savior, then your spirit is dead in trespasses and in sin, and you are in bondage to sin, and you're a child of the devil, you're a child of Satan. And only Jesus Christ can deliver and liberate and set you free from sin and from death and give to you eternal life. That's the gospel. That's the good news of our salvation. And we see the Word of God tells us this and opens our eyes to this wonderful truth so we can believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and accept Him as Savior. Now, if you'll go to the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, in front of Revelation, you'll find some little short books. And one of them is 1 Peter. And I'd like for you to go to that book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, and verse 23. And I want you to notice what 1 Peter, chapter 1, and verse 23 states. It says, "Being born again." Being born again. And that's in John 3. That's what Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus about. You must be born again. And he was talking about spiritual birth. Excuse me. Being born again, 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. You see, the corruptible seed is the new birth, or the physical birth that takes place because of corruptible seed. That is, he's talking about a baby that's born. My wife and I, we have four children. And every one of those children were born with corruptible seed. That is, the man has the seed which he implants into the mother. I implanted my seed into my wife, and that seed produced the baby as it was connected with the egg in my wife. And thus the baby began to grow in her womb until it was old enough to be born, and it was born. But it was corruptible seed because it was born with a sinful nature. And so he says, being born again. That's why we need to be born again of incorruptible seed. And what is the incorruptible? Verse 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. You see, the truth of God's Word, as it is implanted in your spirit by reading the truth, it's implanted into your mind and into your thinking and into your understanding, and you're convicted of sin in your spirit, and you're made to see you need Jesus Christ as Savior. That's the Word of God that's convicting you, that's drawing you to Jesus. And it is the incorruptible seed of truth in God's Word, which liveth and abideth forever. And it will produce and bring forth eternal life as you obey the Word of God, and as you do what the Word of God has said to do in inviting Jesus Christ into your life. Again, if you'll go to the book of Romans, the first of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and then you come to the book of Romans, Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. The Apostle Paul wrote, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." That is, the gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4 explains that. Paul said to the church at Corinth that he had presented to them the gospel, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. That's the gospel of Christ. And so Paul wrote, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek or the Gentile." The gospel, the word of truth, is the gospel. This is the incorruptible seed that will bring forth life and eternal life within the heart of the individual who will accept these truths, who will act upon them by believing in them and receiving Jesus Christ as Savior. They will experience that second birth, that spiritual birth, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So, is God's Word important? Absolutely, beloved. It's a matter of eternal life or eternal death. And the Word of God offers eternal life to all who will believe in it, all who will accept what it states and act upon it by inviting Jesus Christ into their life. They will receive this gift of God, which is eternal life. Till next time, goodbye.